Unless you have Buddha levels of patience and tolerance or hate confirmation, you probably engage in arguments from time to time. Well, there is a right and wrong way to air your grievances and make your point. And here's how persuasive people neglect conflict. Yes, let's talk about, you know, being more persuasive as opposed to argumentative.
Yeah, actually, we have a couple of advice here, tips. But I would like to start with my own suggestion here. My number one tip is to pick your fight. Actually, if you want to be persuasive, if you want to persuade someone, find those that you can actually persuade. For instance, I wouldn't talk to my grandpa about, gender equality issues, because he's just too stubborn in this regard. So, and that's number one. And also, another tip that is very, important to me is to know the point of an argument is to gain a better understanding of the other side. Instead, I remember when I was young and cynical, I used to believe that there is only one truth pertaining to any kind of things. And I would oftentimes choose to argue with my parents or my girlfriend about anything that I think, is true. But when in fact, many things, they are not all black and white. Sometimes there are gray areas as well. And what's important is that you understand what the other side is coming.
Yeah, I would, through my experience, it's kind of like, don't fight force with force, you know, then it's just going to have a huge explosion and it's really bad. But yeah. Rather when a force comes through, like the idea of Tai Chi, you redirect it. And that maybe is how you can win an argument is people, first of all, they want to be understood, especially if they're in a certain kind of hysterical state. So making them feel listened to, you can't be understated, all right? Making sure you have a good understanding of their problem so you can kind of be able to, or understanding of how they feel about a certain thing, so then you can kind of know, all right, I have an idea of what this person's armor looks like, and I know where the holes are, so I know where to poke and see what happens, all right? But then how you poke, there's something with the tone of your voice that can really affect people, right? If you're crying and panicking and somebody says, hey, calm down. It gives you this sense of everything's going to be all right. Whereas my voice is like this and sharp, it causes panic. So remember too, it's not just the words, but how they leave your mouth and with what tone that allows you to better persuade people. And I think also too, that being said, choosing words, all right? Words are like keys. If you put, like a pin code, if you can put the right words in the right combination, you can unlock anybody or unlock any argument. You just need to be able to quick enough on your feet, be able to put the right words with the right communicative understanding and with the right tone, and you will be a master of the craft and what I would call a silver tongue.
Yes. And what about avoid saying but or however after the person has just shared their perspective? So you sort of cushion it up a little bit.
But wait a minute. However, I just did that.
Yeah. And that could, be a little antagonistic for people sometimes. Some of you try to avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this one. If they're saying something out of line, then quickly offer an apology. But I know it's kind of hard to do because sometimes if you argue or be very confrontational, then it's because you can't really control your anger at the time or your urge to clear things up.
Yeah, controlling yourself is such a huge part of this, that Buddha Zen is very important.
Yeah,
Patience is a virtue.
Oh, it is. It is. Nicely said. So before you lash out, I need to let myself remember this as well. Take a moment and think about the things you're going to say and the person, how they're going to react.
Exactly.
Yeah.